Please join me in prayer.
O Holy Spirit of God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take each of our hearts and set them on fire with love for you and our neighbor. Through Christ we pray. Amen. I'm taking some liberties on my last day to just take a couple pictures with you. And I'm not very good at selfies, but I'm going to try. My head is always whatever. I got it. Thank you. They appreciate it. Thank you. So as you may have heard from a long time, I've been sharing with you that I have always loved art history, and we continue to put the beautiful art in the front of our bulletin. I wanted to be an art history major, and my father was like, I'm not supporting any art history major. But anyway, here's our Good Samaritan story. This is probably the most famous story in all of Christendom, known throughout the world. It is a story that is known in all of the major world religions and other religions around the world, minor religions. And it is similar in all of the world religions, especially, and I'm going to name them in order, of the five major religions of the world by population, the first four: Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, which came out of Hinduism, and then the other major religion, unfortunately, because of Stalin and Hitler, the numbers were diminished, is Judaism. The sixth major religion is Sikhism. But all of the major religions of the world, including minor religions, have something common to this story, because it is always about, in those religions, to be an adherent of the faith, you must take care of those who are hurting. The poor, the suffering, the outcast, people in need. And that is the commonality around the world. So we heard Jesus say, person said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So in the Ten Commandments that Moses received at Mount Sinai, the first four are about loving God. The last six are about how we love our neighbor. The foundation of our faith is the summary of the law, the Mosaic law, which we inculcate as well as Christians. So I want to talk to you today about love. I found this as I was packing up my office, this little thing on three hearts that someone had made, 1 Corinthians 13:13. And 1 Corinthians 13, is, you may know, is the most famous passage used in weddings. How many of you have that in your wedding? Yeah. So 13:13 says, now faith, hope, and love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love abide, the greatest is love. It's not faith. It's not religion. It's not theology. It's not hope. It's love. The foundation of everything that we do is people who follow Christ. God himself loved us enough to send his Son into the world. And Christ shows us that model of humility, of caring for someone, of being humble, of loving God, loving our neighbor, of asking for forgiveness when we wrong someone, and not withholding it over their head like the sword of Damocles, but actually to forgive. Very, very important. Last week I talked a little bit about traditia, the what of religion, and traditio, of how we do religion. And I posit that how is much more important than the what. Because if you don't have the how, then you don't have the what. How, everything surrounded in love, being people of love, having love in our heart that just pours out as much as possible. Now, if some of you who may be visiting today may not know, this is my last Sunday, and I've taken a call, I followed the Holy Spirit to take a call in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the Diocese of Arizona, at Church of the Nativity, and it's in North Scottsdale, and Dennis and I are moving out there in about 10 days. Packed up the office yesterday, ready to go. The thing about the Holy Spirit and the 15 years I've been ordained is really interesting. In my early years as a new priest, I would ignore the Spirit, and then I would trip all over myself and my ego. And I've learned to get out of the way of the Spirit. As a matter of fact, when I was over at Parish Episcopal School in Dallas and also interim rector at St. Luke's at Preston Royal, I had not even heard of Keller, Texas. I was like, when Ron called me, because I knew him from the Rockwall Church, he said, would you consider St. Martin's? I said, well, where is that? He said, it's in Keller. I said, well, I don't know how to even get around the airport. So I've never been over there. And I had said no twice. And then the third time he asked, I said, just like little Samuel, I better listen to God's call. And I feel blessed to have done that and to come and share this time with you for 4.5 years. I was reading a book recently called Sacrifice and Delight, Spirituality for Ministry by Alan Jones, who's the former cathedral dean in San Francisco, and he talks about those who dare to be ordained, and he calls us God's wounded fools, and about sacrifice and delight. And it has been a delight. I'm not a Pollyanna, life is full of mixed things, but it has been a delight overall, and I've been very blessed to be here and be with you. And you know, in this time of leaving, every pastor really is actually an interim pastor, if you think about it. Because nothing is permanent on this earth, and we're all here just for a short time. God's work began here on these 12 acres of field, 1970, 49 years ago, in two trailers right over there on that field, and this was a cow pasture. And God will continue long after I'm gone doing God's work here, long after we're all gone. But we continue to be faithful. We continue to live in the reality of God's love, to ask God for guidance, to seek to do the best we can as people. And you all ask you to pray for your vestry, Senior Warden Keen Ames, Junior Wardens Bob Bess, Christopher Mullaney, and all of vestry, and all the leadership in the school. We have Saren, our director, right back there, and all of the staff in the church and in the school and the families and all of yourselves as well. So one of the things, again, that I think is really neat for me in my own life is that to know that love of God, that love which is an unconditional love, that God loves us more than we could possibly even imagine. And to receive that like a mirror and to allow that to reflect back into the world. That we had a big funeral the other day, and I always think of this when I'm at a funeral. I always think when people are giving remembrances, when they're talking about a person's life, when someone is describing you or describing me or any of us, how often do they use the word love? In the eulogy. The things that really, really matter in life, if we come down to it, in my opinion, is our faith, our family, whatever that is, our friends, our health. It's not about chasing the brass ring or any of that kind of stuff, if you really think about it. It's those precious moments. I remember when my mother, 2 years ago, was fleeing a hurricane. My sister flew down to help her in Florida. She had to drive north to get out of South Florida, and she grabbed her important documents, her medicine, her dog, and photo albums. Those memories of how we have all been a part of something as we've come through life. In the poem Ulysses by Alfred Lord Tennyson, it says, I'm a part of all that I have met. We are all a part of that. It forms us. It shapes us. And the traditio, how we do that with love, is so, so important, I think. And I hope and pray that you have that feeling as well, and that you have that continually to guide you in your faith, to guide you in your waking up and going to bed and all of your relationships with each other and with those out who are outside of this church. That it's so important to be people of love. In our Colossians reading today, it says we've heard of this hope. The gospel, the good news, has come to us, just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the world, and so that we may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to God, as we bear fruit in every good work and grow in the knowledge of God. So I ask for your prayers. I will pray for you. Ask your prayers for Dennis and me as we go off and for our new parish, and I'll pray for you and for your new interim rector and your eventual rector and your leadership. And may we end knowing that thing which is the summary of the law from our Mosaic code, that God asks us to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength, and all of our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Faith, hope, love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love. Amen.